Would have tried to raise you via radio, but we didn't have anything. We were being played, UFO was playing tag with us.
Really?
Yeah.
How many were you up there?
We got four pilots, pilot, co-pilot, and two EMTs.
Jesus Christ, when did this happen?
About 45 minutes ago. I just got down and into town.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, now this is sort of strange because our magnetic compass was going crazy, gyro compass was going crazy, our OMI was crazy, couldn't raise anything, transmit nothing on the radio. It was just generalized messing up all our controls.
You give it to me right from the beginning?
Okay, I had a earlier flight took off at 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And we were buzzing around for 2.5 hours, sat down for fuel, and go back up, you know, just keep our flight books current.
Uh-huh.
And about 7 o'clock, we were about halfway in between Seattle and Bothell, you know, in that area, going back to Payne, to sat down for the night. And then we started getting plane tag. UFO came out from our starboard side and downward and started doing loop-de-loops around us. And it would go off maybe 2-3 miles up in front of us and come back straight at us in its last possible moment to go underneath us.
Uh-huh.
And it happened doing it for about 10 minutes. We just kept on moving straight, you know, back to Payne.
Right.
In the meantime, I was on the radio trying to get a patch through to you, reported while in progress.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's when I noticed that radio wasn't working. There was static in the intercoms. The intercoms tied through the radio anyways. And then I looked down on the panels and noticed a few of the controls were starting to go crazy.
Okay. What kind of plane were you flying?
A helicopter, HU-3H.
How many aboard?
Four.
Do you have the names of the other people?
I've got the names and I've got them writing up affidavits right now.
Okay. Are we going to be able to get those other witnesses?
I don't think there were any other witnesses other than the crew members.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, are we going to get a list of those guys?
Yeah. Plus the signed and sworn affidavits.
Oh, great.
For viewing. Now, I got your address, so I can mail them out to you when I get a hold of them.
Okay. Nobody had a camera, huh?
That was just a routine flight, you know, just keep our books up. If we were up there looking for something, 10-1, somebody would have a camera.
Yeah.
But, just looking at it, without the infrared glasses that we have, you know, the goggles, it was a white luminous object.
Uh-huh.
It was in like an egg shape with the pointed head flying forward. And like we weren't on the onboard radar, we weren't returning anything.
Did you talk to anybody on the ground about it?
Not until we touched down.
Oh, they didn't get anything on radar either?
No, our onboard radar wasn't returning anything. But we had a couple airplanes that we were showing.
Yeah.
But we didn't. But the onboard wouldn't register the UFO.
Okay. Any visual estimate of the size?
I'd say about 8 feet long, 3.5 feet, 4 feet high.
Okay. How close do you think it got to you?
I'd say within 50 feet easy.
Did this interference, electronic and instrument interference, continue until this thing moved away?
Yeah. It was just as soon as the thing took back off into the clouds. Everything cleared up.
Uh-huh. Which direction was it heading when she went out?
Northwest.
Okay, is that the way it came in?
It came in from the southeast.
Southeast, okay.
We were flying magnetic north at that time, you know, trying to clear through a SeaTac pattern.
Yes. Okay, what was your estimated altitude?
Well, There was, well, first of all, there was no reaction to the UFO on our altimeter.
Uh-huh.
And we were flying at 1500.
Okay. Could you give me another rundown regarding the maneuverability of this thing?
I would just, first of all, it was doing circles completely around it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it maybe, oh, the perimeter, the, doing loops around it at about the distance of the prop of our rotors. So it was like 10, 15 feet off our rotors, you know, and then just going to look like somebody drew a compass, with a compass drew a circle.
Uh-huh.
It was like a perfect circle around us. And then it just took off straight ahead, straight at us. It had to have been flying at 1500, coming straight at us, and like 600-700 yards in front of us. It ducked under us.
Ducked under you, okay. Did anybody see it as it ducked under and came out the stern?
Well, we don't have any windows in the stern, so I slid open, snapped my belt, my safety belt on, and snapped open the door. And what it did was, it was after like the second pass.
I see.
It looked out, it flew, came up under us, back up to 1500, and then like did a loop and went over the top of it, came back for another run.
Okay. Can we get your telephone number again?
I'm at the Boston Police Department. We don't have our phone in yet.
Oh, I see. Okay. Who was in charge of that flight?
Me.
Okay. Did you say anything when you landed? I mean, did you report this to the people up there?
Oh, I went up to the tower and find out if they had anything on radar, and that was just about it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I told the guys on our flight to sign up an affidavit and sign it, and then get it to me as soon as possible so that I can get them out to you.
Great. Okay, well, we sure appreciate the report.
Right.
You're the lucky one.
Yeah, I'll probably get them in the mail with them by Saturday.
Oh, we sure appreciate that.
Because I'm not sure, but Friday night we might call for another flight.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
See you later, Bob.
Bye.
Bye.